by going public with his call for Putin's removal, there must be many others who share his deaf discontent. That may be why he hasn't been arrested or killed yet. Were Zakharovsky to somehow come to power, his political leanings would likely be identical to Putin's: imperialism, fascism, war, and genocide in Ukraine. Excuse me, but Zakharovsky is no Putin, and whatever the former's political aspirations, he could never have the power and authority of Putin. So anyway, you got trouble in Russia, and it's all coming out because of basically two things. This up to this point very successful shock offensive into Russia, and also the fact that Russia's oil refineries and storage depots are being bombed just about every night by Ukrainian drones. I mean, some of these fires are unbelievably huge. That one storage depot has been burning for 5 days. And apparently the Russian military elites are getting fed up with Putin. And it's funny that Putin hasn't said hardly anything about this cursed operation. As a matter of fact, he's been running around to other countries, and he's avoiding the situation. I think he's avoiding it, this is just my opinion, because it's been so embarrassing for Russia. So there may be, you know, this type of stuff could happen, but as far as I know, this Zakharovsky is the first guy of any prominence to actually come out publicly demanding that Putin be removed from office. Because as we know, anybody in Russia that says anything that Putin doesn't like usually ends up falling out of a fifth-story window, committing suicide, or, and the suicide's in quotation marks, or drink some radioactive tea. So I agree with this article that this, if this Zakharovsky is willing to come out calling for Putin to be removed, he must have a lot of other people in the military who probably support his opinion. So anyway, we'll have to see. But I do sense that Putin is getting a lot of, there's a lot of stuff that may be cooking under the surface, and who knows if Putin can deal with it. And just to add insult to injury, I did see an interview with a journalist who's been embedded with the Ukrainian military in the northern part of Ukraine, and he warned, he says, I'm telling you right now, and he says, I'm not going to say where it's going to happen or what it is, but Ukraine's got something big planned, and you're going to be seeing it soon. So I don't know what they got going on. This guy seems to be credible. And so there may be more things that are going to get Putin in trouble. But a lot of people in Russia are panicked. And the military class has really been upset over this whole situation. When you think about the number of Russians that have been KIA'd or WIA'd in this war, and also the fact that they burned through so many weapons in their reserves, and they haven't accomplished any of the things that Putin claimed was his objective, and what they have achieved has come at a fantastically large cost in terms of troops and equipment. I'm not surprised that the influential people in the Russian military class are getting fed up with Putin. So we'll have to see what happens, but it's interesting. To see Putin taken out would be it would be something else, and it wouldn't be a CIA plot or anything like that. I think it's going to come from the Russians themselves. Who knows what would come after that? We don't know. It could be worse, but it looks like something's cooking in Russia. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAA, JOY, FreedomNet, KO4FE.